Yeah, you know, we knew coming in that we had to protect the ball. We couldn't afford to have turnovers. You know, they'd won a lot of close games because they were getting turnovers. Their offense thrived on it. They were getting defense with scoring points, and you know, we knew that their offense was talented in the first place, but we just knew we couldn't give them short field position and easy points. So, you know, proud of the guys, you know, Ahmad, receivers, everybody, emphasis on you know, protecting the ball, offensive line for blocking things up, not put us in bad situations, and you know, we played smart football, and you know, there's some good things, and we know we can make some big plays. You know, there's some big plays out there, but when we're not making big plays, we got to be more consistent and you know get those just move the ball, you know, run, get 4 or 5 yards, getting good third downs, and we were able to do that today. Yeah, I knew it was gonna be tight, and you know, corner made a good play. They you know, he just you know, sensed it and jumped it. So I tried to put it low and you know, maybe squeeze it in, but obviously the guy, you know, was able to get a hand on it. So you know, you don't like to, you know, it's always a tough situation right there. It's like you want to be conservative and make sure you don't turn the ball over, but obviously you know, with them having a, you know, timeout and some time, you'd like to get 7 points. You'd like to get a touchdown and not have to settle for a field goal.
How much was a relief to see Corey getting the interception late in the ball game to give you guys another chance?
Yeah, that was big. That was huge. They were driving down and you know, looking like they might, you know, get some points on the board, but you know, it's much better going into a final, you know, the 2 minute drive or time, you know, 4 minutes left, knowing, you know, you don't have to score a touchdown. You can get a field goal. Any points on the board will be helpful. And that last drive was great. Ran the ball really well. You know, on the first play, Ahmad goes for 10 yards and a first down. Have a few passes, and then Ahmad runs there. Great, you know, great blocking. Ran a little misdirection. Mario Manningham came in, blocked the safety. He runs for 30 yards. So then a couple pass interferences. So guys played. They played hard. They played, you know, really smart all day, and that was a good outcome. I did not, no. I thought, you know, it might be tight, but I didn't think the guy would be able to jump in front of it to intercept it.
Ahmad said you had their defense on the heels. Is that what set up that misdirection play? Did you have an idea that was
going to
work?
Yeah, we had an idea. We were you know, trying to, we had kind of called it a few times earlier and never got the right look. We finally got the look we were looking for, and you know, had a you know, good idea it was going to be a big play if we could come in and block the safety and you know, that's exactly what Manningham came in, blocked the safety. Ahmad made the corner miss and had a big play. Yeah, you know, I love winning before a bye, just because it's just a long 2 weeks. You know, where you're thinking about what you could have done, what you needed to get better, and so you know, just having that locker room excited, you know, especially a fourth quarter come from behind, got, you know, defense has stepped up, offense stepped up at the end, everybody did their part, special teams got the field goals, so, you know, we came together as a team, guys made the plays, and a big win, you know, 4-2, you know, we feel like you know, we're in a good spot, we made progress offensively, you know, and what we said, we just can't afford to make mistakes like we did last week, and you know, there's gonna be big plays out there. So you guys took that to heart, and you know, made differences in practice and their mindset, and we came out there and able to do exactly what we set out to do. Yeah, you know, he's a talented player, and you know, he works hard. He wants the ball. He's doing a good job getting open, doing some good things. And so, you know, I wanted to try to get him in the end zone this week. And you know, because he's doing a lot of things really, really well. And obviously, you know, had one call back and had a, you know, where they put it on the one, and then another one where you know, called it incomplete. So I think you know, it's good to get him going now. You know, we got three receivers right now that are playing very, very well. Jake Ballard, you throw him at tight ends, doing some really good things. Things are starting to come around. Guys are starting to understand exactly, you know, what our system is, what we're doing, and you know, throwing the 100-yard rusher in a mod. You know, things are clicking. We got to make sure we keep that going.
Left a minute 30 over for Buffalo to possibly do something. Is there any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you like to get a touchdown, and it's kind of one of those situations where we're on the 1 yard line, second down. You kind of want to wonder where you want to, you know, take a knee right there or not try to make them use another timeout possibly, but still leave yourself third and goal where you can try to run in the next play. Exactly what you don't want to do is lose 5 yards, and now you're in a tough situation. You want to try to score. You want to ensure you get 3 points. They played the next play well, but obviously, yeah, you'd like to get a touchdown right there in that situation, and obviously we can't afford to lose yardage. We're on the 1 yard line. No, I mean, he's a smart guy. He's been here a few years. He's understanding, the system. He's just he doesn't have the great speed, but he just has a great feel for what to do. And you can see it on a few of the plays today. It's not exactly how they were scripted, but he scrambles around. He has a feel for what's going on, and he's catching the ball well and playing smart football.